This is VOA News. We are remote by Marisa Milton. Election results in Uganda indicate Yoweri Museveni will win a sixth term as president, with 86.7% of polling stations reporting results. At last report, Museveni had 58.8% of the votes. Challenger Bobby Wine had 34.2%. Final results are expected later Saturday. Wine's newly formed National Unity Platform is on track to become the main opposition party in parliament. It's expected to win 8 of 9 constituencies in the capital, Kampala. The voting followed one of the most violent campaigns in years, with harassment and arrests of the opposition, attacks on the media, and the deaths of at least 54 people. Thursday's election took place in apparent calm, but under the oppressive presence of soldiers and riot police and an internet blackout, which has now entered its fourth day. Wine, however, has alleged widespread fraud, such as ballot box stuffing. He said his party agents had in some places been beaten and chased away from polling stations. The Hong Kong government has said it strongly objects to a U.S. congressional report critical of Beijing's handling of the city. The annual report from the bipartisan Congressional Executive Commission on China this week said the, quote, one country, two systems framework in Hong Kong has been dismantled, severely undermining the rule of law and respect for human rights that the city has long upheld. The report says the national security law that Beijing imposed over the summer directly threatens Hong Kong residents' right to due process. But the Beijing-controlled Hong Kong government replied that China is acting within its rights, and it called the report biased, politically motivated, and not reflecting the truth. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. India began one of the world's biggest coronavirus vaccination programs Saturday, hoping to end a pandemic that has killed 150,000 people in the country. Over the coming months, India aims to inoculate around a quarter of the population. That's about 300 million people, including healthcare workers, people over age 50, and those with health conditions that put them at high risk. On Saturday, around 300,000 people were set to be vaccinated at 3,000 locations. Around 150,000 staff in 700 districts have been trained to administer the shots and keep the records. A roadside bomb has killed two policemen in Kabul, despite ongoing police talks between Afghan officials and the Taliban. A police spokesman said the bomb struck a vehicle carrying the policeman in the center of Kabul on the road to the prestigious Kabul University. The spokesman said in addition to the two deaths, a third policeman was wounded in the attack. Violence has surged across the country in recent months, especially in Kabul. The capital has been the scene of a new trend of targeted killings in recent months. The bloodshed comes even as the Taliban and government negotiators engage in peace talks. They're currently discussing agenda items of the talks in the Qatari capital of Doha. A new report from the United Nations says the coronavirus pandemic has slowed global migration by nearly 30%. That translates to about 2 million fewer people than predicted migrating between 2019 and 2020. The report showed that two-thirds of registered migrants lived in just 20 countries. India topped the list of countries with the largest diasporas in 2020. It had 18 million Indians living outside their country of birth. Other countries with a large transnational community include Mexico and Russia, each with 11 million, China with 10 million, and Syria with 8 million. Refugees account for some 12% of all international migrants, the report said, with about 80% hosted in low- and middle-income countries. U.S. military officials say a total of 18,000 armed troops with the U.S. National Guard are expected to arrive in the U.S. Capitol ahead of Wednesday's presidential inauguration day. That's in addition to the 7,000 sent in following the January 6th riot and siege of the U.S. Capitol by extremists supporting outgoing President Donald Trump. Already, numerous streets around the U.S. Capitol building have been closed to traffic. The core area of the National Mall is closed to visitors. Via remote, I'm Marisa Milton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.